Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In fairness, over the years, I've wrestled in front of
no fans as well.
Mitch Wadden here from Cultaholic.com, and I am delighted to be bringing you an exclusive interview with two of NXT UK's hottest stars. Interview done in person. How wonderful is it to be getting back to some realm of normal life once again? I got the chance to catch up with one of the hottest arrivals in NXT UK in Mr. Rampage Brown, and of course, the longest reigning champion in WWE today, the NXT UK Women's Champion, Kaylee Ray.
Rampage Brown, 20-year veteran, one of the finest wrestlers you'll see in this country.
Experience, power, agility, aggressiveness, an absolute ruthless, no-nonsense attitude.
The whole NXT UK universe is going to see something special when Rampage steps in that ring.
Rampage Brown, not one of the most powerful men in Europe, an incredibly talented competitor.
Rampage Brown, it's been a big deal for years, and now he's finally here in WWE, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for him.
Kaylee Ray, the longest reigning female champion in WWE right now.
I am your forever champion. Every day, my record-breaking title reign gets longer and longer.
The NXT UK Women's Champion, Kaylee Ray. She said she wanted to face the best.
I want the best in the world, best in the world, best in the world.
So we are here today in East London, not too far away from BT Studios, where you guys have made your home in recent months. How have you found that whole process, adapting to BT Studios and performing there?
I mean, it's been very different. We definitely miss the crowd, like, very desperate to get people back as soon as we can, as soon as it's safe. But BT Studios is becoming like a wee home for us now.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, it's almost like our full sound. And I've said a few times that I would like to fill that with crowds and have an event in there. Like, invite them into where we've been creating the content.
Definitely.
And have
a good
show in there with them. Because I think that could be like a full sale.
Make it our own home, yeah, for sure.
Because you both had some of your biggest matches in NXT UK within that environment. First off, what's that been like? But then doing that without fans present.
For me, I mean, it's been quite an adjustment because, again, you know, years and years and years and years and years of performing in front of fans.
Yep.
But in fairness, over the years, I've wrestled in front of
no fans
two or three
as well, yeah.
Rings, so there has been a few of them in the last
had
few years.
Had to graft, yep.
But it's not massively out of the realms of things that we've done in the past, but it does, it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, we obviously feed off the crowd, you know, especially with the physicality we put our bodies through and things like that. We kind of depend on the crowd to get behind us and edge on to that next little bit. But I mean, once you get in the ring, you know,
that's
it's
it.
Our job.
You just switch on and you know what you need to do. You know, like, I've got a title to defend, so it doesn't matter if there's people there booing me or cheering me, I'm going to go and do my job. Like, but I feel the beforehand is a very mental
Yes, it is.
Stress yeah. of like, oh, there's no one there, like, mm-hmm. is this going to be good, and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. I think, like, we switch when we go in.
Yeah, once you get definitely in there, switch, it's, yeah. it's you just you get your business head on. Mm-hmm. But like you say, before you go in, it is a bit of a...
Yeah, this is different. Weird. Yeah, it's not weird. What we're used
it is,
to.
It is
yeah.
strange, definitely.
You, of course, just mentioned your title, the longest mm-hmm. reigning NXT Women's UK Champion. Does that ever get... Do you ever get bored of hearing that?
No, and actually, it's longest reigning Women's WWE Champion now across all My brands. Goodness. There is no female that has held a title longer than me in the past 35 years. So it's not just NXT UK now. And no, I never get tired of hearing it.
Would you?
Never get tired of hearing it for champion. Never get tired of hearing longest reigning. And it's never going to finish because I will forever be longest reigning. Because it's never going to happen.
Well, last night on NXT UK, we saw a real fantastic display of the, yes. the depth of talent in the women's roster in NXT UK. And obviously you were watching on. What did you think of the match, first of all?
Well, it didn't come without surprises. And I think I let my feelings show last night. Why does Miko get to jump the queue again? Like, no, that's not happening. Like, well, it is happening. But you know what? I've already done it before. I've already beat her. So this time, I'm coming back for all the trophies. And I'm going to beat the final boss again.
Your match with Miko was perhaps one of my favourite matches, certainly of this year and perhaps in wrestling of all time. How do you reflect on that match?
Do you know, I'm very proud of the match and I'm very proud of what we achieved and what we put out there. And there was all obviously a good level of respect there. Like, I know what she brought to the table, which is why it hurt a wee bit more that she just thought, oh, I can just jump the queue now and I can get another shot at Kaylee. Like, so... Yeah, like, I'm ready. I hope she is.
Rampage, you recently challenged for the NXT UK Championship against mm. Volta. What is that experience like, being in the ring with the Ring General?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the ring with him a few times before in the past. So, and each time I've been in the ring with him, it's a different Volta, you know? Mm-hmm. And now he's the best he's ever been. There's no denying that. But yeah, I personally, I don't get overshadowed by, you know, guys bigger or smaller or, you know, reputations and things like that. You know, I've seen a few things in my time. So, yeah, he is definitely a presence. Once you're in there with him, you're standing across from him, he is a presence. You know, there's the intimidation game of the entrance and the, you know, the silhouette and the shadow, and he gets in the ring and the music show. And it's all a show, you know. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you're standing there, I'm looking in his eyes, and he's just as afraid in the, you know, to stand across from me. So, you know, but yeah, it is an experience, but it's an experience that I kind of, that's what I live for as a wrestler. You know,
which of your matches so far you've had in a WWE NXT UK really stands out for you as a favorite?
So obviously the match with Walter was you know, a highlight. The outcome necessarily wasn't. But I would say the match I had with Joe Kofi, that was a good. I felt like that was my introduction to the promotion.
Welcome, you know, to the brand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I loved that match. I enjoyed being there with Joe. He's, you know, he's a hell of a competitor. Yeah, he is. He's one of the best. So to get in there and to get a good victory, get a good solid victory, was
Doing yourself proud.
Yeah. Well, you know. Trying, man.
Just trying. So we can all do is try.
Because I can remember you starting with WWE many, many years ago and having matches sort of at the back end of the late 2000s. And what do you remember about that time and how do you feel you've differed since then and perhaps the company as
yeah.
well?
Yeah, so my time in developmental was 2010. Me going away, me leaving, going away and getting experience. Another 10 years experience in different facets and different things like that, and growing and maturing and seeing things differently definitely helped me as a performer, and it's helped me to be in this position where I'm literally, as soon as I hit the ground, I'm ready to go. You know, everybody knows what I'm here for. So yeah, it's definitely a different turnaround this time.
And Kaylee, I know your journey into professional wrestling isn't perhaps the most standard route into professional wrestling. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
So yeah, I'm trying to do it as quick as possible, but it was never interested in wrestling. Like, almost ignorant to a point, and I'm so sad that that was the case, because I met my partner when I was 15. He told me I was training to be a wrestler, and at first I was like, what are you doing? Like, but I went to one show, I went to one training session, and I was hooked from the get-go. Started training, started watching wrestling, and I'm so disappointed that I spent years denying it. Mm. So again, I would say to MD, I've said this many times, if even for a second you think, oh, what is this? Go just give it a chance. There's something out there for you.
Thinking back to when you got into professional wrestling, is there a match that sticks out in your mind that made you go, I'm now into this, this is me?
I can remember a moment when I didn't watch wrestling, and I think this was the first thing that intrigued me into, because the first match I ever watched that I was hooked was Shawn Michaels, British Bulldog. It was on DVD, but it was from 1992, the year I was born. And I watched that, and that was when I was like, right, I'm going to give this a go. But I remember years ago, my little cousins watching it, and it was Rey Mysterio and Chavo Guerrero in the I Quit match. And Chavo's hammering on Rey's knee with a chair when he's upside down, and Rey quits. And I loathed Chavo Guerrero. Loathed them at that point. And now I can see, like, that's everything I want to be. That is everything that I want to be. So, yeah, that's that first moment of, like, I think I like this. But I was still quite young and was like, no, I can't like wrestling. I can't like it. And I'm so disappointed in myself that
I think wrestling,
I didn't go for it. Yeah,
it gets a bit of a bad stigma.
It does, yep.
But when you actually open yourself up to it and kind of go, okay, let's have a look.
It's an amazing thing.
It's an amazing thing. And there's different flavours of different, you know.
And I feel like I'm a perfect example of, like, I didn't watch it. And if please just give it a chance. Yeah, if you get any sort of interest in any sport, any drama, anything like that, this is for you.
Yeah,
like,
that's it, definitely.
So what's your match?
I'll go with the Shawn versus Bret the Iron Man match for WrestleMania. That was as a young, that really stood out to me, especially at that point. It was such a pivotal point in my growing up in being like, yeah, you know what, this isn't going away. This is me, you know. So
it's in here. It's sticking around.
It's not going away.
Just a final quick question on the British wrestling scene, just in general at the moment. Obviously, both of you born and raised in Britain. It's come a long way in the last 10, 15 years. How proud are you to be a part of that?
Me? Yeah, massively. Because I started in 2000. So when I started out, there was, like, wrestling schools were like few and far between. And there was, if you went to a wrestling school, it was like blue mats on the floor. It wasn't a ring there and things like that. Facilities now, they've got like 2 and 3 rings and things like that. There's, you know, loads of stuff. Yeah. So to come from that, and then when you started getting on shows, they were like, there were still rings from the early 90s and in the 80s, you know what I mean?
So they weren't very good,
horrible, you know? Yeah. Like, it's rusty and everything.
Doing more damage than good.
100%. Yeah. You know? So to see that and to see how it's kind of evolved to what it is now is amazing.
Like, the fact that people can walk into the wrestling scene right now, and there's so many training schools about there, reputable training schools with good trainers, and WWE's right on the doorstep. Like, that's incredible.
When I made the decision, this is what I'm going to do in my life, it was like, right, I need to go to America. That's where you need
it
to
couldn't
be.
Couldn't be a lifestyle here. Yeah, it wasn't something you could live on, and it is now. Like, I'm proud to say that this is my job, and it has been for years. 100%. And even before WWE, it was still my job, and I was proud that I could say professional wrestling's my job, and it pays my bills. And
100%.
And it's nice to know that people can do that now. Like, there is a market enough for it that people can commit to it and actually get a good return from it.
Definitely.
NXT UK on every Thursday. Why should WWE fans be tuning in to watch NXT UK?
There's such a fire in this brand, and we're doing something different. Like, as I say with wrestling, I think people just need to give NXT UK a chance, because everybody's hungry for this. Everybody wants this to work well, and we're putting out some great stuff. So come and give us a watch.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.